Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. OnePlus has admitted that the Clipboard app in a beta build of its Android OS was beaming back mystery data to a cloud service in China. Officials of the Federal Bureau of Investigation are continuing to voice their displeasure with Apple's approach to iPhone security, with one FBI official reportedly calling the company jerks and an evil genius. Tesla's solar roof tiles are going ahead with installations following their staff-only trial period. And Apple is handing off Chinese iCloud operations to a local firm in February. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
This is the Category5.tv newsroom, covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
I'm Sasha Rickman, and here are the top stories we're following this week. Someone calling themselves V1NC, running the latest test version of OnePlus's Oreo-based operating system, revealed in its support forums that unusual activity from the built-in clipboard manager had been detected by their firewall tool. Upon closer inspection, it was found that the app had been transmitting information to a block of IP addresses registered to Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce and cloud hosting giant. While extra logging and telemetry are to be expected from beta software, the fact that data was being siphoned off without a warning from the clipboard manager has raised eyebrows, leading some to fear that their copy-paste actions were being snooped on and to question the privacy protections on their OnePlus handsets. A rep for OnePlus told Android Police, "Our OnePlus beta program is designed to test new features with a selection of our community. This particular feature was intended for Hydrogen OS, our operating system for the China market. We will be updating our global Oxygen OS beta to remove this feature." This should not come as much of a shock to those who follow the China-based OnePlus. In October last year, researchers discovered that OnePlus handsets were collecting unusually detailed reports on user activities, though the manufacturer said at the time that it was only hoarding the data for internal analytics. 1 month later, however, it was discovered that some iPhones had been shipped with a developer kit left active, resulting in phones sporting a hidden backdoor. Today's desktop and mobile operating systems are gung-ho in phoning home information about their users, with Microsoft catching flack for Windows 10 telemetry in particular. OnePlus later expanded on their response, saying the experimental Hydrogen OS feature is designed specifically for the Chinese market, where a unique competitive situation between two major web service providers had led some e-commerce web links being blocked. A workaround developed by one of the parties involved sending a token so link sharing would function fully. We were testing a similar feature in the Hydrogen OS beta. So,
can I just say?
Yes.
When you are found out that there is something sending private information to servers in China, the best answer is probably not, "Oh, that feature is for the Chinese market."
Right.
Right.
So, oh, yeah. The spying on you, that's for China.
That's for China.
Yeah. Yeah.
So does that mean there's two versions? Is that
OnePlus? So, eh? I mean, it sounds like they've got an international version plus Chinese controlled by the government version.
Yeah. Sneaky spy version for China.
Great feature included with that one. Not so much.
Okay.
I don't know how to take this in. All I know is it's spying on me. And it's sending my data to China.
Well, you would think, clipboard is one of those things.
Clipboard.
Think,
what do you use your clipboard for? I often, maybe this is a bad thing.
This is a bad thing if you're going to say what I'm about to say.
Are you about to say, I will email myself private stuff because I can't be bothered to type it into my phone. So I'll email it, copy it to my clipboard, and then paste it into whatever form I was supposed to be using.
Mine's
worse. Grocery list?
No, like a password or something like that.
Oh, good. Me too. Oh, good. It's not just me.
I'm such an idiot.
Me too. Okay. Go team.
I don't know that I really wanted a high five.
I also put my passwords on clipboard.
I can't high five that one.
Imagine, though, if you were, you know, because I use massively long, ridiculous passwords. So to type it in on my phone would be stupid. Maybe I need to look at an app that would help me with that kind of thing. Because what if my clipboard was being monitored and sent to some Chinese server?
Exactly.
Or, you know, we're using China as the example because it's reality. But it could be anywhere.
That's why I use Dashlane for all my passwords, and it syncs across platforms.
I use LastPass, and I could put it on my phone.
Yeah.
Even just having the fact that the developer version was being sent out with that hidden back door, that makes me think, okay, well, that could actually theoretically happen to any.
You've got to disclose this, though. I mean, sure, it's a cop-out. That's a beta version. It's a developer version. You guys are our beta testers. You're trying out a pre-release software. Mm-hmm. Well, let's disclose the fact that, by the way, if you run this, all your private stuff is not private.
Yeah, none.
That's important. Don't tell us that after the fact. No.
But you know who's great at keeping things private?
Mm.
Apple. Apple has repeatedly made it more difficult to access data on encrypted iPhones, making Apple customers safer from hackers, but also preventing the FBI from breaking into phones used by suspected criminals. FBI forensics expert Stephen Flatley posed the question last week, at what point is it just trying to one-up things, and at what point is it trying to thwart law enforcement? He also said Apple is pretty good at evil genius stuff and described Apple as jerks with regard to its approach to iPhone security. For example, Flatley complained that Apple recently made password guesses slower, changing the hash iterations from 10,000 to 10 million. That means, he explained, that password attempt speed went from 45 passwords a second to one every 18 seconds, referring to the difficulty of cracking a password using the brute force method, in which every possible permutation is tried. There are tools that can input thousands of passwords in a very short period of time, but if the attempts per minute are limited, it becomes much harder and slower to crack. Well, Apple has assisted the FBI in some cases. The company has held firm in its stance that strong encryption is vital for keeping its customers safe. Flatley's comments came one day after FBI Director Christopher Wray called phone encryption an urgent public safety issue, saying, in fiscal year 2017, we were unable to access the contents of 7,775 devices using appropriate and available technical tools, even though we had the legal authority to do so. He went on to explain, each one of those nearly 7,800 devices is tied to a specific subject, a specific defendant, a specific victim, a specific threat. He said the problem makes it harder for the FBI in investigations related to human trafficking, counterterrorism, counterintelligence, gangs, organized crime, and child exploitation.
Yowzers.
Valid points.
Valid points, but this is the FBI, and come on. So take a different spin here, though. Take a different look at this and say, you guys are making it so secure that we can't access your private data. And it goes back to private data. Shouldn't your private data be private?
Be private.
I don't like that bad people are using good services any more than the next person. But bad people are going to do bad things.
So if the FBI were to actually have a court order, right, then that would be a different situation, right? Would
these
it not?
These encrypted devices.
But, yeah. But it's been done in the, like, they've had court orders in the past, and it's become a legal battle. Apple's fought back. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of this really came to a head on how secure Apple's encryption was. I mean, I think it was like 2015 that this is really a big issue, and it became a challenge in the courts. So here's what I find interesting about this story. We've come into a post-Snowden era where it's been revealed that, hey, Big Brother really is watching you in ways that you could never imagine. Mm-hmm. And so you've got everybody screaming about it going, you can't do that. And now everybody has stepped up their encryption game. They've made things more secure. And you've got law enforcement going, hey, now we can't get in. Well, this is what happens when you go too far. And I'm not saying it was the FBI's issue, but...
So are you thinking that it's their fault for us feel like we need encryption?
No. It's the whole swinging pendulum. So if too much happens to us for a certain topic, then people start swinging the pendulum the other way and going, we need to correct this. And we've gone so far in the area that the ability for law enforcement to do their job appropriately and in appropriate circumstances is hindered in certain ways. Now, from personal opinion, from some of the stuff that I've read online, and I don't just read the basic frontline news, I do dig in further, there's a lot of cases where I think the police are taking, or FBI, sorry, are taking the easy way out going, we just need it into this phone. No, you can get that information through other means. Mm-hmm. There's other ways to get it.
Learn to hack, FBI.
Well... In truth, to be honest with you, the encryption keeps good people safe from being spied upon.
Sure.
Yes, it
By
does.
By the bad people.
Right.
We're generalizing here. But
right. There is more good than bad. So why are they fear-mongering, saying it's helping these criminals with their crimes, when mm-hmm. really it's more helping the masses of people who aren't criminals keep from being exploited?
So then, to wrap up the story, should the question become... and this is a question for you viewers, should the FBI and other agencies of governing bodies that are in authority, should they have backdoor access to that data?
Right. Good question. Tesla began manufacturing solar tiles for solar roof installations in December at the Buffalo, New York factory that it acquired when it purchased SolarCity in 2016. The electric vehicle and energy company said it will start installing the tiles on the homes of reservation holders immediately. Up until now, Tesla's solar roof installations have only been available for their employees. In an email, Tesla said that it had completed its pilot installation program, which helped to validate reliability and weatherization testing. Tesla opened up reservations to the general public last May, which required a $1,000 deposit. The company says it will survey, design, and identify permit issues for each customer individually, thus roof costs are going to widely vary. The idea behind the solar roof was to offer a visually attractive alternative to solar panels. Tesla cited homes that are part of the Homeowners Association, which might not be able to put solar panels on due to aesthetic restrictions. But the company also stressed that their product would make sense for non-restricted homeowners as well, particularly due to the superior durability and attractive payback period that an inactive regular roof doesn't have. Tesla plans to work both of the solar roof markets, though, saying that they started making traditional solar panels at the Buffalo factory last summer and have so far hired 500 people to keep the process moving. I love the idea of having solar panel tiles. I love it. I bet you that they're not super affordable for me, but how great would that be?
Actually, if I recall correctly, when Tesla first announced that they had them, they said it would be about the same price as redoing your roof, or slightly cheaper.
Right, except that now they've changed it slightly.
Right.
Yes.
Because they've had
it's actually 10 times that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, considering you maybe will get longer life out of them, but that's yet to be discovered.
Exactly. Yes.
It's a claim that we're waiting to find out because it hasn't been in testing long enough to know will these last longer than traditional shingles or...
What I want to know is how is this going to play in with Canada and extreme weather situations.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're not doing it up here just yet.
I would honestly say, remember how that in Toronto they're doing the Google neighborhood? Yeah. I think that they should probably put these solar tiles...
All the roofs are flat in Toronto.
Not in this community, in my mind.
They're like,
they should try
they're
it.
They're like because mushrooms.
I'd love to see it in action in extreme climates. I'd like to see it maybe test in either Russia
extreme
or Canada.
Extreme climates, like Toronto.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Chinese iCloud customers have been notified that Apple will transfer operations of its cloud storage services to the local firm Jizu on the Cloud Big Data, GCBD, starting next month. Apple announced the partnership with GCBD last year and claims the new iCloud operations will help the company comply with Chinese regulations. As of February 28th, Apple will start the transfer of Chinese iCloud data to its new data center in Jizhou, where it will be managed by GCBD. This means that the physical location of the Chinese iCloud customers' data will change, but customers shouldn't see any differences on their end of their iCloud accounts. In Apple's message sent to mainland Chinese customers, the company says the new operations setup will enable us to continue improving the speed and reliability of iCloud and to comply with the Chinese regulations. Chinese customers may be concerned about the safety of their photos, documents, and other iCloud data because GCBD is owned by Jizhou provincial government. Apple's partnership with GCBD is also another means for China's government to control data accessible within its territory. Customers are urged to consider the new terms and conditions of iCloud operated by GCBD, and customers who are not comfortable with GCBD partnerships can terminate their accounts. So China is now just up.
Chat room's going nuts. So Jeff and I are the ones over here doing this.
So China's just upping the ante and controlling more information in the fact that now
Apple's giving in to China's control.
Yes.
And because otherwise, what's Apple? What's China going to do but pull Apple products from the
exactly.
from the availability?
That's, that's just a little market in China for Apple.
Slightly.
Slight market.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of the cost of progress in the fact that we need, like, by we, I am not Apple, but Apple needs to stay stay in China. So,
well, they, like anyone, they want to be everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. And China is a massive, massive market.
Right.
So there's not, you know, if the government says bend over, you say, okay.
Here we go.
Okay. So, but take, for instance, this show. We have a lot of viewers in China. So say they said, hey, look, in order to play on web, you need to acknowledge that we're being viewed in China, or else you can't be played. Would we not say, hey, you can watch us from all over the world, maybe even
a little different, though, when they say, okay, but you have to also give us all of your users' personal information that you collect.
Yes. Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, I'm scaling it down. Mm-hmm. We would say, hey, like, in order to stay in the market, this is a little thing. And Apple, from a business standpoint, is probably looking at it going, same deal. But from the consumer end, is this a little thing to them?
It's hard to know, eh?
It is hard.
If you're watching in China or any of the affected areas, then please do comment and let us know. I know it's difficult for you to do so because our YouTube channel is blocked. Category5.tv is open to mainland China, so we do have co-location there so that you can actually tune in, and so you can comment there on our website or send us an email live at category5.tv. It'd be kind of cool to hear from you how it affects you.
Awesome. Big thanks to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I am Sasha Rickman.